What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
102, here on the Fan in New York City. 888-828-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer here on After Hours. Lugie in the late night. Not only a victory for the Mets, but I would say a pivotal victory for the Yankees, because you want to get off to a good start this week when you have four games at home against the Blue Jays, who are playing a little bit better baseball. We know that they own the Yankees last year. We know guys like Springer are Yankee killers. We know guys like Clement are Yankee killers. We know Vlad Jr. and his thoughts on the Yankees and the way he played in October last year. So Toronto's going to get up for this game, because they are trying to get themselves back into the race. And the pace that the Rays are setting here as they win basically every night. You got four at home against Toronto and then the weekend against Tampa. So this is a golden opportunity off of a brutal road trip, off of the worst loss of the year on Sunday in extra innings to the Mets. This is a golden opportunity for the Yankees to go 5-2 in this homestand and really create separation with them, more separation with them in Toronto. Because if there's a team out of the three at the bottom of the division, Boston, Baltimore, or Toronto, if there's one team in that trio that I think has a chance to get back in this race, it's Toronto. They've had a ton of injuries. They are coming off of a World Series loss hangover. So it was pretty expected that they would get off to a bad start, and they did. They lost Bichette in the offseason. But they're still dangerous. And they certainly get up for their games against the Yankees. And they had multiple leads in this game. But give credit to the Yankees. Goldschmidt, who should be playing every single day, not just against lefties, borderline Hall of Famer. He is just tremendous. And one of the better signings that they had, bringing him back. That was a very good move by Cashman. He needs to be playing every day, Goldschmidt does. Jazz with the clutch hit. And this could get Jazz going. And if you gave me the option of all the guys that aren't hitting right now, and you say, which one on the Yankees do I think ultimately, when the dust settles, will be there as far as his career numbers? That guy for me is Jazz Chisholm. I think he's pressing. I think he is just dealing with the fact that he is in his late 20s. This is the deal that he will get that will set him up. And I'm sure he wants to be a Yankee. If not for life, definitely over the... Who wouldn't want to be on this team right now where you have an opportunity to get to the World Series year in and year out and get paid? So I'm sure he's put a lot of pressure on himself. But with a hit like that, which is unexpected from Jazz, just from the fact that he went opposite field, a rare sight from him. Bellinger as he does. And Bellinger is really, he does so many things on a baseball field to help you win. And he showed one of them tonight with the home run that got things going in that four-run inning. And then the ninth inning arrived. Brian Cashman, at the deadline last year, acquired Bird, Duvall, and Bednar. Three pitchers added to a bullpen that had struggled throughout the year, a bullpen that put the Yankees in the position that they ultimately ended up being in, which is not the division champs. And Brian Cashman did everything he could to bolster the pen. Well, here we are a year later, and Brian Cashman's going to have to do the exact same thing. Brian Cashman is going to add multiple relievers at the deadline. This pen just doesn't cut it. And Bednar, you give him credit for getting out of it, but he's also the one that put himself in that mess in the ninth inning. And Bednar just lives too dangerously for my liking. He lives too dangerously for Yankee fans' liking. And I'm sure, they're not going to admit it, but I'm sure he lives too dangerously for the likings of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. And really, outside of Hill, there aren't guys in that pen that you trust night in and night out. The Yankees are going to have to be aggressive at the deadline. They're going to have to add bullpen arms for the second straight year. They're going to have to add probably three guys, because it is clearly the biggest issue on this team, and the thing that I don't see itself self-correcting. Where the lineup, Jazz will wake up. I don't see Wells waking up, but perhaps he does. I think it's more likely that he wakes up than Duvall becomes a guy that's consistent. That's for sure. So it's the biggest area of need. So small picture, the Yankees got a great win, a tremendous bounce back win, so credit to them. A good start to what is a very important week at the end of May. A chance to make more space between them and Toronto, and then they also have an opportunity to get some ground on Tampa. As far as big picture, the bullpen is in shambles, and Bednar ain't it. He cannot be the closer after the deadline. For now, you could take him out of the role. He's the best you got in terms of being a closer with the experience. I would just roll with him. He'll figure it out to a degree where he won't be this bad, but I just would not view Bednar as the closer after the deadline, because they need to acquire another one. They need reinforcements in this bullpen in the worst way. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Evan is in Morristown. What's up, Evan?
Hey, how's it going? How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, what's happening? Good. Hope all is well with you.
Thank you. I was at the game tonight for the Yankees, and nice. I got to say, like, I've been a Yankee fan. I'm 22 years old. I've been a Yankee fan since probably, like, 08. Obviously, I don't really remember, like, 09. Mm-hmm. In my lifetime, though, I've seen, I would say this is probably, so far, the Yankee team that I've seen that has a lot of guts. I feel like they had a lot of comeback wins this year. I remember the win against the A's is a good one. This game, too, was fantastic.
It was Angels that came back twice in that four-game set.
Yes, those two. Yep. And the pitching's been tremendous. The starting, Fried's been a little shaky lately, but I think he'll be okay. I know he had an elbow issue as well.
That's probably why he's shaky. Yeah, Schlittler's the Cy Young right now. Will Warren is pitching at an all-star level. Weathers gives you some toughness there for sure. You're getting Cole back. It sounds like it could be as early as this week, so obviously he's going to be a welcomed addition. Rodon, you never know what Rodon you're going to get, but if you get the good one, you're going to get an all-star caliber pitcher.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I remember ALCS game one. I was at that game, 2024. He was insane. That was such a fun game.
Yep.
But for me right now, the biggest problem with the Yankees is they don't have a catcher. Like, Wells is not going to cut it. Escara isn't good. Not going to cut it.
Escara's not a major leaguer. Nope.
Yes. No, I totally agree. He's a triple-A player. I think the Yankees, what they need to do at the deadline is go get Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter Goodman. I mentioned him last night from the Rockies. Yeah, all-star catcher for Colorado. I mentioned him last night, so we're sharing a brain on that. I don't know where Colorado is at. I know where they're at in the standings, but I don't know where they're at in terms of if they're going to sell off some players, like, because they are better than they were last year. But if he does become available, I agree with you, because Wells ain't it. The defense is there, but his offensive production is so pathetic.
Atrocious. It's bad.
And not only bad production, bad at bats, just the whole thing. Like,
aging out of the zone.
Yeah, I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm sick of watching him. I can only imagine what Yankee fans feel like with this guy. I don't know if there's one Yankee fan out there that's not done with this guy.
Yeah, I was on the ride home. I was on the ride home from college, actually, yesterday. And I was listening to the game. And I remember Wells came up at the 10th, and there was, I think, first and third. One out, and I was like, he's going to hit into a double play. First pitch, chases it up in the zone, double play. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep. And then after, on Sunday, after Volpe got walked by Manaea, he swings it, I think, the first pitch or early in the count, and then he grounds out. It's just, he's just lacking confidence, and it's so bad. He has five RBIs. Memorial Day, practically. He's got five RBIs. On the Yankees, on a team that scores a million runs, he has five RBIs.
Yeah, I will say, though, I've been, outside of a couple things, I'm very pleased with how Volpe's been playing. I know he's not going to be the shortstop, playing very well.
I'm glad you brought him up, because obviously Volpe has been just a guy that has obviously been talked about quite negatively over the last year or so, and justifiably based on the production, although he was hurt, that we found out. He has, to his credit, in a very difficult spot because he lost his job. And Aaron Boone essentially said, you're not getting your starting job back once Caballero is healthy. To Volpe's credit, the slide tonight was phenomenal, showed a ton of athleticism. He got on base a bunch against the Mets. He had a great series there. Mm-hmm. He has played well, and he's playing himself into, I don't think a starting job, but perhaps a utility role, maybe third base, because I could see Lombard or Volpe at third base, because I don't know if you agree with this, but McMahon ain't it either. He's great defensively, stinks, offensively.
I totally agree. I think he's a good defensive option if you need a defensive replacement, but the bat's not going to cut it. I agree with that.
Yeah, so I think that Volpe can either vie for the third baseman, or he could be a utility guy, a bench player, and a guy that's has an important role for this team. And listen, if Caballero does fall off, then we could have a different conversation. But everything that I saw out of Caballero, not just the defense and not just the base running, but Caballero has that energy and that vibe and that passion that I think is missing at times with this Yankee team. Sometimes it's a little bit buttoned up, a little bit corporate. Guys like Judge have to be, but you don't want that across the board. I think Caballero is an ass kicker. So I really want his bat and his energy in the lineup day in and day out. But if he does slip, it could open the door for Volpe there as well. But that really, to me, is more about him being a utility guy. A guy who can play second, third, short, and have a role on this team.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Yes, 100%. I will say one thing, too. Tonight, my last thing, my parlay hit, so I'm very excited.
Very nice. Hopefully, it was a juicy one for you.
Yes, it was, actually. I had a Yankees money line, Bellinger hit, Judge hit. I had an Ernie Clement hit, and I had Ryan Weathers 6-plus K.
Wow, that feels like 5 or 6. What was the payout for that? What was it, plus? What were the odds you got?
I paid $20. I won $125, so I basically won $105.
Okay. Yeah, that's all good. I meant more just the odds, but you gave, maybe I didn't phrase it properly. It's all good. You bet what you want, bet what you can. That's what I always say. That's a nice little bet. So you had it's funny because it's amazing how this works sometimes. I've heard from two Yankee fans that were at the game, both excited for the win. One fan had Yankees run line. For those of you that don't gamble, it means that you're laying a run. So you have to win by more than run. It's not just winning a game. And then, so he lost his bet. Obviously, they only won by one. And then here we have a Yankee fan that hit his parlay. It sounded like five of the six to one he had. So a great night for both of them, but an even better night if you can win your bet. Why not? Great night at the park. Little agita in the ninth by Bednar, but ultimately they got it done. But yeah, Wells is just five RBIs. When we are approaching the end of May, on a team that scores a ton of runs in a park where it's a great offensive park, a place where he has three home runs, five RBIs. Think about that. Think about that. That is so brutal. Wells and McMahon, they can't be starters for this team for much longer. They just can't. Now, I've pitched the idea of having Rice behind the plate. I understand that. What I am presenting is risky because he can get hurt and it could affect him at the dish, even forget getting hurt, just trying to figure out the catching position. And maybe that's been a part of Bichette, you know, his struggles learning third base. Maybe that sort of affected him at the plate. No way to know, but it's possible. So I understand the risk involved. It's a lot easier because I'm thinking of more short-term solution because they're not trading for Hunter Goodman tomorrow. They're not getting a catcher from anybody because teams are not going to sell this early because nobody's truly out of it unless you're at a historically bad pace, which no team really is this year. So I'm thinking of a short-term solution. You can't play Ascara. He's not a major leaguer. And that's really the problem here, too, is you don't have a viable backup either. So you have a bad catcher offensively And then your backup is not a major leaguer. So you can't even go to the backup and bench Wells. So the Yankees have no choice right now, unless they go to Rice. That's why I suggested it. They have no choice but to play Wells until they can get closer to the deadline and teams are selling. Whereas with McMahon, now you have the opportunity. You could call up Lombard. You could put Volpe at third. You could put Rosario at third. There are options. And I think McMahon is well liked in that clubhouse. And he's a vet, and he could pop a home run here and there, and his defense is immaculate. But he is useless offensively. And it's not getting better. Like, he is what he is. He is on a hitless streak right now. I think it's 23, I believe, of his last. He's 0 for his last 23, at least. No good. You can't have him and Wells in this lineup, especially if Grisham's not hitting. Jazz will wake up for sure. But Jazz is waking up. Had a great series against the Mets. Big home run tonight. Jazz will get there. His numbers will be there. He won't have 50-50 like he said he would, or at least that was his goal. But his numbers will be there. Wells looks shot. McMahon is shot. And this is the Yankees. You can't have no third baseman, essentially, and no production. And zero offensive production at catcher. Zero. 5 RBIs from your starting catcher. That is essentially zero production. That cannot happen. So if they're not going to make the move with Rice, and also why I would want to do that is I want to get Goldschmidt in this lineup every day. I have way more faith in him than I would are we serious? Than Ryan McMahon? I mean, Paul Goldschmidt is a borderline Hall of Famer. He's not in his prime anymore, but when he sees a lefty, he's basically Aaron Judge. And even against a righty, I would trust him to give me a professional at bat, which you're not getting right now from McMahon or Wells. You're not even getting, it's one thing if you're not hitting, but Wells is not even giving you professional at bats. McMahon is not giving you professional at bats. He's not getting on base. He's striking out a million times. So I want to get Goldschmidt more at bats. He should be playing every day. And then when I look at the deadline, I see catcher, I see third base. Although internally, I think you can handle third base more. But if there's a guy out there that's just too good to pass on, I would go for it. But otherwise, you do have options internally. As far as catcher, you're going to have to go outside the organization. So I would look there. And then you need 3 bullpen arms. 3. Not 1, not 2, 3. Just like last year when you got Bird, when you got Duvall, when you got Bednar. You're going to have to get 3 guys in that bullpen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sean is in Old Bridge. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Luke Evening in the building again.
Hopefully you're having a very pleasant Luke Evening, Sean.
I am. And I was wondering if you've come up for a sporting nickname for me, if you had a chance to.
No, I have not. Now, you have been great with the nicknames. As you know, we cut them up. We play them as drops. You've been unbelievable. I have not done my part in that, but you have done yours, and I always appreciate the audience engagement when it comes to, because I have many personalities, as you know, so I have many nicknames, as you know, but I will do better on my part as long as you continue to do your part. You know what I mean? We scratch each other's back, so to speak.
Of course. I would definitely keep up thinking of new nicknames. I normally would have one, but not yet. I'm still thinking.
Doesn't feel like the night for it. You know what? Don't force it. That's one of those things where I think it should just happen naturally. It should be maybe a theme of the show or something that I said or something that I did. Tonight, if you don't have one, no need to force it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still thinking it over, but how about the win that we definitely needed to snap that losing streak? It is definitely what we needed, because throughout it, I was not too happy with the losing streak, and now I'm happy with it. I'm happy with the win.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely needed this, that is for sure.
Yes, especially considering the opponent and the week that the Yankees are about to have here with all these games against Toronto and Tampa. I thought it was pivotal. I thought it was really important that they got off to the right start and off on the right foot in this stretch that they're about to have, considering the road trip that they just got off of where they were, you know, not successful. They just came off their worst loss of the season on Sunday with the opponents they had this week, Sean. They needed to get off on the right start, and they did.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I know Allison Tron's going to be busting my tail on Twitter about the Mets beating the Yankees. I know that for sure.
Well, listen, you know, when it comes to the Subway Series, when your team wins the Subway Series, or let's call it the first round, because obviously we know in September is the second round. to the victor always goes the spoils. So whether it's my fellow Met fans or me, you know, having fun with you and your Yankee fans or vice versa, that's what makes the Subway Series special. That's why it's sold out every year. That's why you see the intensity. That's why you hear the passion and see all the pageantry. It's because there'll never be peace between the fan bases. And it just is what it is. But it, for the most part, it's all in good nature.
Yeah, but the only piece that won't be soft is like the between the Yankees and Boston. That is for sure.
Well, that's obviously not as playful, because I do think at the end of the day there is some playfulness when it comes to the Met fan, Yankee fan. But yeah, that we're talking now division rival, all the history, all the years of just playing against each other, the blood rivalry. That's a different animal for sure.
Yeah, that it is, and hopefully we see this win streak continue maybe to tomorrow. It all depends on like who they get, who they're having on the mound, because we know Fried may not be available for that day. So we'll see.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's always the next game starting pitcher, but that's the thing about baseball. You try to ride that wave. But the things that I took from tonight is, number one, they won a close game, which they don't normally do. Number two, they were able to battle back, and they were able to show a little toughness, a little grit, which was needed off of the loss that they had. And they've now had some moments at Yankee Stadium. They've had some good wins there, some thrilling victories, and tonight was no different. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Thomas in Hackettstown, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy, you know my favorite part of the day? It's the Lugauer.
That's everybody's favorite part of the day. And then we have the Lugauer, then we have the Lugauer for hours, we have the after hours. That's why I'm the big Lugowski, because I could give you an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours. It's always great entertainment, so I appreciate that. And by the way, I mean, the name is, you know, when you're named Thomas, you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when your name is
Absolutely.
Thomas, you understand what's up.
And I named my son Tommaso, just so you know.
Very nice.
It's a little different.
No, I like that. It's still, in a way, Thomas, but a little bit more, perhaps a modern twist on it. I like it.
Exactly. Well, you know, I was calling because I had a question. I like the Knicks. I'm all for it. Go New York, go.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be shy to say more of a front runner basketball fan than the other sports. But my question to you is, if the Knicks make the final and don't win, is it considered a failure or a much-needed positive?
It is not considered a failure if they lose in the finals. That being said, you never know if you're going to get back. And if you do get back, you never know how long it's going to take. I grew up in the 90s. That's when I started watching sports. That's when I fell in love with sports. And in many ways, the Knicks were my first love, because out of all the teams I rooted for, they were actually good. They were really good. So I was right out of the gate seeing my basketball team in the finals, in the playoffs, year in and year out. And all those games against the Bulls and the Pacers and the Magic and the Rockets. And later on, against the Heat, I thought that was going to be my life as a Knicks fan. Year in and year out. This is much like, you know, if you're on the younger side of a Yankee fan, where you're like, all right, maybe they haven't won a championship, but they're in it year in and year out. The Knicks didn't do it as long as the Yankees have been doing it, but if I told you right now, well, boy, wait till you see the next 20 years, the Yankees are going to be awful. They're going to be the worst team in baseball. You're going to say, no way. Well, imagine if I dropped in the middle of the 90s and said, you know what, this Knick franchise, wait till you see what's going to happen in the 2000s, in the 2010s. Wait till you'll see it. It's going to be awful. I would have said, no way. Not my Knicks, not the team I watch. But you know what? That's exactly what happened. And sometimes the stars align, and it feels like the stars are aligning for this team. Not only do they have the talent, not only do they have the chemistry, not only do they have the depth, not only are they healthy as Anunoby is back, probable for game one, they have gotten with the program as far as their coach, They have unlocked Mikal Bridges. He's playing his best basketball as a Knick. They have unlocked Karl-Anthony Towns. He's playing his best basketball as a Knick. This is the most dominant run of Knicks playoff basketball that I've ever seen. This is the most talented Knick team of my lifetime. This is the deepest Knick team of my lifetime. And the stars are aligning. Not only getting the Cavs, who are soft, and the Knicks have home court advantage, and they have every advantage in this series. Every single one. And now when you look out west, the Spurs are up 1-0. And if it ends up being Knicks-Spurs, the Knicks are winning the championship. Because the Spurs, as talented as they are, and they will get theirs, just not this year. Wembanyama is a generational talent. I've never in my life, and I don't think I ever will, see a player like this. He does things on the court that are video game-like. Like if you are creating a player in a video game, I want to be the tallest. I want to have the best handle. I want to be able to... He hit a three almost from half court tonight. He did everything on a basketball court to have 40-plus points, 20-plus rebounds, the youngest player in history to do that in the playoffs. And they have a great young nucleus. And they certainly have, up to this point, regular season and game one here, they certainly have the defending champs number. And really, maybe in the long run, are better than the Thunder. Like when it's all said and done, when we look back on this, you know, 10, 15 years from now, this Spurs team ends up having more success than this Thunder team. They're certainly the best two teams in the West and are going to be for a very long time. But it may end up being the Spurs that are better, in large part due to Wembanyama, who is unlike any player we've ever seen. And then you look at Castle, you look at Harper. All of these guys are 23 years and younger. They're babies. They're not ready to win a championship. As great as they are, as much talent as they have, they're not ready. It's not their time. They will have their time, but not yet. And if they do get by the Thunder, even though you shouldn't have a letdown in the finals, I think they will. So if the Spurs win, not saying the Knicks can't beat OKC, but if the Spurs win, it's more with the stars aligning. So it wouldn't be a disappointment if they didn't win the championship. It wouldn't be, I should say this, that's not the word I used, because it would be disappointing. It wouldn't be a failure to get to the finals, which was the goal, bare minimum, it would not be a failure. But it would obviously be a major disappointment, and you just never know if you're getting back. And you never know if everyone's going to be healthy, if everybody's going to be clicking, they have the depth, they have all the ingredients. They might not have that next year. They might not have that in 3 years. And then who knows? As long as Leon Rose is here, I feel confident this team is going to win year in and year out. But who knows what his future plans are? This I do know. They're 8 wins away from the chip. If they get there, I damn sure want to win it. I've seen them lose in the finals before. I don't want to see them lose in the finals again. I lived through the 90s Knicks, and as great as it was, and it certainly was even better when you consider what was on the horizon, that's for sure. But that team, and I mean this with all the respect in the world, that was a bridesmaid team. And now I want the Knicks to be the bride. And they have as good an opportunity as they have ever had in my life to win a championship. As they do now. Because this is the best team, and I say this as we have had, if you are my age, you know, 40, and you didn't live to see the championship years, you weren't around. This is the best team. And the deepest. And I think they have a ready-to-made order team that they will beat in 5 games, starting later on this evening at Madison Square Garden. I'm confident, I'm cocky, because I don't see any path or any way that the Cavs hold any type of advantage in this series. They don't have the physicality as far as their guards to give Brunson any problems. Allen and Mobley, as talented as they are, they're soft. They don't have the muscle. They don't have the grit. Cat will be able to get his when he has the ball offensively. Mitchell Robinson will be able to shut them down defensively. Ananobi and Bridges, the Cavs have nobody like that on their team. So the Knicks are going to be able to lock them down defensively. James Harden is a sports loser. You get in bed with him, you do business with him, you get what you deserve. I respect Atkinson as a head coach. I think he got a raw deal with the Nets. He got completely and utterly hosed by that circus that was going on there. So he's a damn good coach. But now when you consider they've been seven-game series, that's going to ultimately wear on them. And the Knicks have been playing just lights out, both offensively with the three-pointer and defensively. They are a runaway freight train. And unfortunately for the Cavs, they just got in the way. And they're going to suffer the same fate that the Sixers did and the Hawks did. And I think it's going to look more like the Sixers series than it did the Hawks series. And then we get to celebrate something that we have not seen in decades. And that is the Knicks in the finals. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Lugie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. We got another 28 minutes or so to go until Al Cintron comes your way at 2 a.m. Plenty of time to get your reaction to another Met victory in extra innings. A huge Yankee win, previewing as well game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. If you want to react to game one of the Western Conference Finals, which was a classic for sure, whatever. We got 28 minutes, a potpourri of topics here, a very busy time in sports in general and certainly here in New York sports. That phone number to join the conversation once again, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Baba Pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
138 here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie! It is after hours here on the Fan. It is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals later on this evening at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. And just a reminder, because I am Tommy, the fountain of information, every single game in this series between the Knicks and the Cavs will, in theory, begin at 8. We know it won't. It'll tip off probably closer to 8:10. But there will be no 7 p.m. games, including Memorial Day. That was a 8 o'clock start time as well. So figure around 8:10, maybe even 8:15. But all of these games will be the exact same start time. So it's uniform. You don't have to worry about, all right, what time does this game start? What time does that game start? They all begin right around 8 o'clock. Figure the tip around 8:10. With the first one being at Madison Square Garden a few hours from now, later on this evening. And then obviously game two will be Thursday night as it shifts to Cleveland over the weekend, Saturday night, and then Memorial Day night. So a way to kind of cap off the Memorial Day weekend. And who knows? Perhaps that's the night that the Knicks punch their ticket to the finals. I think it's going five. I think the Knicks have major, major advantages in this series. Especially with their bigs, Mitchell Robinson, Karl-Anthony Towns, they are going to eat Allen and Mobley for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They will pound both of those two into submission, where they will basically say no more. Harden is a sports loser, same thing. Anunoby, Bridges, they are going to make Harden wave the white flag. I'm not only confident, I'm cocky, because I just think the Knicks hold every advantage in this series. The Cavs don't have the physicality to give Brunson problems as far as with their guards. Mitchell and Harden are not what Detroit or even in Indiana can present in terms of that physicality, which does give Jalen issues because he is undersized. And that could frustrate him. No doubt about it. We've seen it. The Knicks are just shooting lights out from three. Their defense has been all world. They have just been playing at an elite clip, and I expect that to continue here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Couple of quick things on the Mets. Number one, another come-from-behind victory. Another extra inning victory. Another victory in May, as they have been one of the hottest teams in May. An 11-5 record. 6-1 in their last seven. Three wins in a row. The Mets are the comeback kids. No lead is safe when you are facing the Mets these days. Every single night, they are showing fight. They are showing grit. They are showing toughness. They are showing the ability to come from behind and win baseball games. And the reason they are the comeback kids, it is because the two kids on this team are the ones leading the charge. A.J. Ewing, who is not only playing great baseball ever since he made his debut, but in many ways he's been a good luck charm. And then you have Carson Bench, who has been the Mets MVP over the last month. Another three hits tonight. He has been absolutely incredible at the plate over the last 30 days. The two of these guys have brought energy. They have brought enthusiasm. They have brought excitement. They have brought that fight to this team. And now, night in and night out, no matter what the score is, you feel like the Mets are going to win. And it's not just the offense. Look at the bullpen. Look at the fight that Weaver has shown. Look at Brazoban. Look at Williams. Look at Warren. This bullpen is showing fight. This lineup is showing fight. They are the comeback kids. Not only because they come from behind in these games night in and night out, but because they are being led by their two kids, A.J. Ewing and Carson Bench. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And as far as the Yankees, look, a win that they had to have, a pivotal win in what is a pivotal week when you consider their opponents, four home games against the Blue Jays, three home games against the Rays. They wanted to get off on the right foot. They did that, winning a close game. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. But they did get clutch hits from various people, including Jazz Chisholm. The underlying issue here, or the big problem, I should say, is the bullpen. I think Cashman's going to have to add a few more arms at the pen, probably three. Bednar ain't it. He's not going to be the closer in the second half. I don't see how you can go into October with him as your ninth inning guy. He just lives way too dangerously. There's always runners on base. Bednar is just an issue for this team. And much like Cashman did last year when he added three arms at the deadline, I believe Cashman is going to have to do that again and get himself a closer for sure, because Bednar is not a guy that I have any confidence in giving the ball to in the ninth inning. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And I would imagine most Yankee fans out there right now are not only thrilled with the team winning tonight, but they're also thrilled with the manager. I mean, you know, you win a game like that against a team that owned you last year, it's all good in Yankee land. Let's go to Robbie in Phoenix. What's up, Robbie?
This game, he shouldn't have even been in there to close. I've got some real concerns that when Tampa Bay comes to town, mm-hmm. Boone's going to get completely outmanaged by Kevin Cash. It's going to be a joke. You better hope those Tampa Bay Ray games, they don't come down to the manager.
Well, I don't know if they're going to come down to the manager, but you know what they are going to come down to? The wire, and that's one of the things that Tampa does, because out of necessity, look, they play close games, they have to play small ball, they have to put the ball in play, and that gives the Yankees fits. And it does often come down to managerial decisions in these games, and like you said, it's going to be Cash versus Boone, and we know, Robbie, being the president of the Aaron Boone fan club, I say that sarcastically, you are not in favor that Boone would be the guy to win that head-to-head
Absolutely
matchup.
Absolutely not. I would rather take my chances with a chip than do that.
Well, let me ask you this. What about like a chair? Like, would you rather have a chair managing the Yankees or Aaron Boone?
A chair. Right now, a chair.
What if I gave you the option of Aaron Boone or a pencil? Which one would you rather have managing?
A pencil.
You take the pencil. Got it. Okay.
See, here's the thing. When you see Kevin Cash manage, look at the job that, for example, Don Mattingly has done.
Well, listen, the Phillies have taken off. Well, here's what I would say about that, though. And I'm not trying to take anything.
Look how they actually manage.
They do. And I'm not going to take anything away from Mattingly from the fact that the Phillies have taken off. But they certainly have a ton of talent, that's for sure. Tampa, I mean, the job that Cash does, or that entire organization does, with very limited resources, should be highly commended, because they don't have the resources that the Yankees have. They don't have the roster that your boy Boone has. So for Cash to have the season that the Rays are having is really a credit to him as a manager, where your guy Boone, you know, sometimes he could be befuddling. And like you said, you go back to Bednar again, and it almost bit you in the ass tonight.
Right. Now, here's another thing. If you compare Kevin Cash with Aaron Boone, it's like Neiman Marcus compared to Walmart.
What if I gave you the option? What if I gave you the option of a cell phone or Aaron Boone to manage the Mets? Would you go
cell phone?
You'd go cell phone. Got it. Okay. You go cell phone.
Absolutely. I mean, on the evolutionary scale, Kevin Nash is like the human species, and Boone is like the amoeba.
Kevin Cash.
He's that advanced. He's that much more advanced. I would not surprise me if the Yankees get swept by Tampa.
Okay,
Bay.
So let me
that's
get this
how much
straight.
Better.
So, yeah, so you're calling your shot right now. And remember, for those of you in the audience out there that maybe don't know Robbie's history, Robbie was the first caller to this station. There would be many after him, but he was the first to call for the firing of Aaron Boone. And it didn't take long. I think it was the first series that Aaron Boone ever managed with the Yankees, way back when. It was Robbie that called up. He had had enough. He had seen enough in a couple of games to know that Aaron Boone wasn't the answer.
No, he's definitely not. And here's the thing.
What if I gave you the choice between a paper cup and Aaron Boone to be the manager of the Yankees? Would you go cup or Boone?
A paper cup.
Paper cup. Got it. Okay. Got it.
So, but listen, you have a good night. I just think Tampa Bay is better managed. I think they're going to win the division.
Well, listen, they definitely play better fundamental baseball. They definitely give the Yankees fits. If the Yankees don't win the head-to-head matchups, I agree with you. And so far, it has not looked good when they have faced each other. The one series down in Tampa was very ugly for the Yankees. And it was the same type of stuff. Execution, the bad bullpen for the Yankees, not being able to beat a good team, close games, all of that stuff. They got to get to Tampa first. They got a handful here with Toronto. They got three more here. And Toronto is a team that I think could be back in the mix here sooner rather than later. So you definitely want to keep them at bay as long as humanly possible. But Tampa has set the pace. They certainly give Tampa fits, especially at home. Now, at Yankee Stadium, this is an opportunity where the Yankees can bully them a little bit. They could play the bully ball with them. They could utilize their park in the Bronx. They can utilize the home runs and all that stuff. So I actually think the Yankees will handle Tampa over the weekend because it's here. If it was down in Tampa, that place is a house of horrors for the Yankees. House of horrors. It's a dump, but it's the Rays dump. Before we get out of here, I just want to say something about Bo Bichette. I've heard a lot of people wanting to drop Bo Bichette in the order. And I couldn't disagree with that more. And I credit Mendoza for sticking with Bichette at the top of the order. Bo Bichette is one of the best all-around hitters in baseball. Bo Bichette has the best resume with runners in scoring position that you can find throughout baseball. He is a machine. He will ultimately hit. He was brought here. Forget the contract. I don't care if he's getting paid $10 a day. The contract means nothing to me as far as what he's getting paid. The reason why I want to keep him at the top of the order or near the top of the order is because of his ability to hit the baseball as good as anybody in the league with runners in scoring position and be that machine. You saw it on Sunday, got a hit late in the game, and then you saw it tonight, he had a big night. This could be the start of Bo Bichette turning it around. Because he's not going to be the player we've seen through the first month and change. Because that's not the player that he is. Look, we've seen this a lot with the Mets. Some guys that they bring in, whether it's a trade or whether it's free agency, big money free agent or a big trade, basically across the board, they all struggle. Now, some of them have come out of that great and they made the Hall of Fame. Others never made it out. Bo Bichette is going to make it out. He's in the prime of his career. He's a great hitter. Mendoza needs to be even more patient than he's been. Keep Bichette at the top of the order. The team is playing well. And allow Bo Bichette to work out of what he is going through. And what we've seen over the last couple days, perhaps that's the start. But I would not drop Bo Bichette in this order. Because the cream always rises to the top. And Bo Bichette will rise to the top. He will hit. And when he gets going, that's where you get a month where he hits 400. And he's driving runs in left and right. And he is back to being one of the best all-around hitters in baseball. So I would not drop Bo Bichette in the order. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. But I'm very pumped up, of course, with the way the Mets are playing right now, especially with the toughness, with the grit, with the fight that they're showing. As a sports fan, when you watch your team play, and I don't care what the sport is, you ask for max effort and fight. Never say die. That's what you're looking for. The team you root for is not always going to be a juggernaut. They're not always going to steamroll teams. They're not always going to be the best team in the league. But you want to see them fight. And through the first month, whether it was injuries, adversity, trying to gel, whatever the case may be, the fight wasn't always there. But now it is. And that's why they are the comeback kids. And as we approach Memorial Day weekend, which I always set as the benchmark, as the checkpoint for this team and for Mendoza as the manager, and I was consistent on that date, the Mets are going into Memorial Day weekend or Memorial Day week playing their best baseball of the year, one of the best records in May, 11-5, and they are on a roll. And they're not only winning games, they are showing toughness, they are showing fight, they are showing grit, not only at the plate, led by Benj, led by Ewing, but also with their bullpen. I mean, Weaver, say what you want. I mean, he has his ups and downs, but he has stones. One thing he has is stones, that's for sure. He's got guts. Brazoban was awesome. I mean, they won by 9 runs tonight, but it was misleading. That was a tough game. That was a grind-out game. That was a game that they had to pull that from the fire. And they did. Because of heart, because of toughness, because of grit. And that's what this baseball team has been in May. They needed a spark. They needed a spark. They needed a spark. I've been talking about that really since the losing streak in April. This team just needs a spark. They've got their spark. Ewing, Benj, that win on Sunday, and the way they've been playing baseball this last month. They'll get their reinforcements back. They'll get guys healthy. They'll probably make a move or two. And then this team will, in my estimation, be off to the races. And they are closing in. Even after the April they had, they are closing in on 500 as we approach Memorial Day weekend. That'll do it for me. My thanks to the callers. My thanks to the listeners. Thanks to Fleeks. Thanks to Rosenberg. Alson Tron comes your way next. I will be on after the Yankee game later on this evening. After hours, tons of Knicks talk. Yankees, Mets, the whole deal. Talk to you then. Later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN, New York.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.